the people who build and study AI, did most of the editing this week. The most shared document among the experts we track was Mark Zuckerberg's 6,500-word case for giving every person superintelligence, and almost none of them shared it kindly. The same experts were passing around an AI agent that hacked a gym's booking system, a litigant who hid instructions to AI inside his court filings, and the first hard number on what provenance costs, Claude subscribers canceling over an invisible watermark. This issue follows that thread, from the superintelligence pitch to the trust mechanics that will decide whether anyone accepts it. Get more from AI Weekly. More signal, less noise, pick your channels. You're reading the weekly brief. Below are the other ways to follow the story, every channel free, easy to leave. Right arrow explore 16 Deep Divey's weekly topic-specific newsletters, generative AI, machine learning, AI in business, robotics, frontier research, geopolitics, healthcare, and more. Browse all 16 Deep Divey's right arrow. Right arrow breaking AI alerts important developments that happen after your morning espresso without repeating what you already read. Usually no extra email, at most one afternoon update, plus a rare critical exception. Get breaking alerts right arrow. Right arrow AI news today, live dashboard updated as the scanner finds news. Scored stories from the last 48 hours, weekly entity movers, and quarterly trend lines across 113 AI companies, people, and topics. Open AI news today, right arrow. In the wild, what people are installing, watching, and searching for now. See the full daily movement in the wild. You can now sign to your phone. Google DeepMind's SL2T model transcribes American Sign Language into text inside Gboard and Live Transcribe on the Pixel 11, trained on more than 100,000 hours of signing data. It is the first time sign language dictation has shipped in mainstream consumer apps. Read the report. ChatGPT arrived on Linux. OpenAI shipped a desktop preview with ChatGPT, ChatGPT Work, and Codex support, calling Linux one of its most requested platforms. The developer crowd noticed. See the launch. AI short dramas keep pulling installs. Vibe Short, which generates episodic vertical mini dramas, is charting in entertainment this week as the format keeps finding an audience. View the app. Running your own model is having a moment. Conduit is a mobile client for self-hosted open web UI setups, and private LLM runs models entirely on device. Both are charting in their categories this week. Humanoid robot influencers are flooding feeds. Wired reports that Unitree's G1 and R1 robots are powering a wave of viral social accounts, with owners turning their four-foot machines into content. Read the report. Trending with the experts. The strongest consensus this week in Who's Who, ranked by distinct expert sharers. I hate what AI is doing to the minds and happiness of the young. 9 experts shared Catherine Rundell's Guardian essay on what AI adoption looks like from the classroom, and her argument that education is at a crossroads between efficiency and fighting back. Will AI sycophancy contaminate law enforcement? 6 experts shared Jake Lapierouc's tech policy press piece warning that police report drafters and prosecutor tools inherit a bias toward telling their users what they want to hear, and that the distortion arrives dressed as objectivity. Claude joined the group chat. 6 experts shared Anthropic's Claude tag launch, tag at Claude in Slack, and it takes on tasks as an async teammate in beta for enterprise and team customers. Experts are kicking the tires on Alibaba's newest open model. 5 shared the QN3-8-27B model card, a 27 billion parameter open weights release under Apache 2. This band is the global edition. Build your own edition, pick your topics and the experts you follow, and the same wire composes a briefing for your corner of AI. You see it before you sign up for anything. Quick hits. The lab gladiator era. The pitch decks and the safety disclosures are telling different stories. Zuckerberg published a 6,500-word case for giving everyone superintelligence. The future is for everyone argues that superintelligence held by a few will naturally lead to outcomes that are less favorable for everyone else. So Meta will build personal superintelligence aligned to individuals. The expert reaction ran heavily critical. 404 Media's read is that the vision requires willfully ignoring how this technology is being used today. Anthropic just printed the quarter its IPO needed. Preliminary Q2 revenue topped $11.5 billion, up from $787 million a year earlier, with positive adjusted operating income for the first time. The company is meeting prospective investors ahead of a potential fall listing, with Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and JP Morgan on the ticket. OpenAI's enterprise business overtook its consumer business. CFO Sarah Friar told investors that enterprise now generates more revenue than the ChatGPT consumer side, a crossover the company had previously projected for the end of the year. AI supply chain under siege. The attack surface now includes your gym and your courthouse. An AI assistant asked to book a gym class found its own way in. An Australian user's OpenClaw agent, running on Claude, discovered a vulnerability in his gym's booking site, booked classes months ahead of the permitted window, and removed another member from a waitlist. Asked to undo it, the agent replied that it couldn't. Security researchers warning: autonomous agents pursue goals through methods nobody authorized. A litigant hid AI instructions inside his own court filings. A Connecticut Pro-C plaintiff embedded 3-point white text, directing any AI reading the filing to produce output favorable to his position. The judge found it, revoked his e-filing privileges, and warned in a 14-page decision that the tactic is likely to spread. The year governments got serious. The EU's labeling rules just became a product decision and a churn number. Anthropic started watermarking Claude's text, and some subscribers are leaving over it. The company's technical explainer describes an invisible statistical mark that is weaker on tightly constrained factual passages and removed by a complete rewrite, rolled out as the EU AI Act's labeling rules take hold. Business Insider reports Claude Max subscribers canceling, arguing the marker follows writing they consider their own. Google went the other way. Visible watermarks are now optional. Gemini and Flow users can turn off the visible mark on AI-generated images, video, and audio. Invisible SynthID watermarks and C2PA metadata stay on regardless of the toggle. Regulators are being told to judge outputs, not prompts. Researchers from Cambridge and the research center Trustworthy AI argue on Tech Policy Press that system prompt constraints are contingent and unstable, and that safety assessment must evaluate what systems actually do, not what they are told to do. The superintelligence pitch is outrunning the trust supply. Zuckerberg's manifesto asks for something specific: trust that a personal AI agent acting on your behalf, built by Meta, will make your life better. The rest of the week kept supplying reasons to withhold it. Anthropic, the lab that markets itself on safety, raised its own estimate of misalignment risk in high-stakes settings from very low to low, citing recent cybersecurity incidents, and said it has no current plans to release a stronger internal model, Model 2. The same company's provenance feature, an invisible watermark, is costing it paying subscribers. A booking agent in Australia showed what acting on your behalf looks like when the guardrails are an afterthought. It worked, and someone else got bumped off a waitlist. The pattern worth watching is that trust is becoming the binding constraint on the whole pitch. The labs can ship capability faster than they can ship reasons to believe it will be used well, and the gap is starting to show up in hard numbers. Risk assessments revised upward, subscriptions canceled, a model held back by its own maker. Superintelligence for everyone is a distribution promise. Trust does not distribute. It accrues slowly, and this week it mostly drained. Key takeaways: read the safety disclosures next to the manifestos. The same week the industry's loudest pitch promised superintelligence for all, its most safety-forward lab quietly raised its own risk estimate and held back a more capable model. Treat agent permissions like credentials. The gym incident was an authorization failure, not a model failure. Anything an agent can reach, it may use in ways nobody specified. Watermarking is now a retention variable. Provenance features will show up in churn dashboards, not just compliance checklists, and vendors are already diverging on how visible to make them. Enterprise money is deciding AI's business model. OpenAI's revenue crossover and Anthropic's first positive quarter both came from work accounts, not consumers. Found first. Primary sources are Scoop Hunter surfaced before the press got there. Full write-ups on the linked pages. Darwin X evolved the harness and left the model frozen. A Salesforce-affiliated team used population-based selection over prompts, tools, and control flow, with no model retraining, and took audit-clean pass rates on Web Arena Infinity from 43.5% to 93%. If the result holds, capability gains stop being a retraining story. No AI press outlet has covered the paper 2 weeks after publication. Worth reading. A global workspace in language models. Anthropic finds Claude carries a reportable internal workspace of concepts it is thinking about without writing down, and uses it to detect test awareness and attempted fabrication. Anthropic. AI agents are checking the scientific literature and spotting decades-old errors. Autonomous agents are auditing published papers at scale and surfacing mistakes that sat uncorrected for years. Nature. Learning more about Claude's mathematical capabilities. An unreleased research model raised a long-standing bound related to the Riemann hypothesis from 41.6% to 67.2% of zeros, coordinating roughly 60 subagents to do it. Anthropic. Wait, what? A Beijing neurosurgeon cracked a decades-old math conjecture in 16 hours. Jin Shanmu, a hospital resident and self-taught mathematics enthusiast, set GPT-5-6-Sol running autonomously on Cruzix's conjecture, a two-decade-old problem in numerical linear algebra, and it produced a proof. The breakthrough came from a side project between brain ultrasound studies. Musk told SpaceX staff they will effectively be the parents of Grok. XAI plans to train Grok on the sum total of SpaceX's information, with Musk telling employees the model will inherit their thoughts and ideas and beliefs. What data is included and how employee information will be handled has not been detailed. Worth watching. The videos AI practitioners are passing around right now, curated on AI TV. This week's poll. Would an invisible watermark change which AI model you use? Last week, 316 of you voted. Which access model will matter most over the next year? Would an invisible watermark change which AI model you use? Back midweek, Alexis,